Insane in the membrane.
What's up, son?
What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm just kicking it. I'm not kicking it. I'm making music.
At home?
Yeah, I'm at home. Crazy, huh?
How nice is it now to have a home?
I forgot what it felt like, man. It's crazy.
Well earned, well deserved, and it's good to talk with you, bro. Heading back out here. Don't get too comfortable. Heading back out here for RNL this weekend, headlining the Radio 1 Enemy tent, which is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm just putting together a lot of new stuff for this show. So we have like production that we used to use that has gotten like kind of a makeover. And it's also like the last time we're
going to
use it as well. So
nice.
Excited. Yeah.
Okay. So you've added some makeup to a previous set that you're then going to leave behind at Reading and Lee. You're just going to leave it there.
Yeah,
just
we put a giant lipstick on it and some eyelashes.
You know what would be? You know what would be gangster? Would be if you just if you finished the show and then just left it, just literally left it there.
We might because it doesn't. It's not really. It's not a liability for us. So we can just leave it and like, sorry, I just left it like. I'm sorry. Like, what are we going to do? I'm already in LA and everyone's gone.
So heading back out and doing, I mean, you've been doing shows with Dog Blood. You've been hanging out with Alex, and getting that EP. That EP has been announced. That second EP is coming through and you've been making lots of music, you know, and keeping yourself busy, but then getting out there and doing the Skrillex shows, you know, doing the big headline show, which people have come to expect now from you. How do you feel when you're going back out and doing that? Cause I know that it hasn't necessarily been your public focus for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited because this is the first time I've played like a proper Skrillex show at a festival all year, actually. So I'm excited to play, some new music, and we have new whatever visuals and stuff that we're working with. But,
oh, not new music! Oh God, really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've been keeping quiet. Like, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but before I release any music, I don't normally talk about it. I don't really like to impress around it. I just kind of make music, and then when I feel like it's, you know, when I'm ready, I just put it out.
Yeah, so. We've noticed it. We've noticed it, Sonny, because we're scrambling. As soon as someone's like, "Hey, there's new Skrillex," I'm like, "Cool, when do I hear it?" And they're like, "On YouTube, an hour ago." Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, but I don't know. There's just like every time I want to push it, and when I have a release, I just want to be so happy with it, you know, and feel like I've taken it to the next level. And sometimes it takes a bit more experimenting, but I'm getting some awesome stuff, so I can't wait to play it at the festival.
I know you just answered this question because you don't like to talk about it or preempt people's anticipation for it. It just, and the surprise, the sneak attack really works for you. But needless to say, you know, as a broadcaster,
you want to know what it sounds like? It sounds like garage country tone, reggaeton, opera. That's what the record sounds like.
Business as usual, then.
Yeah, of course.
Another day at the office for you. I'm going to keep it vague and broad. I'm going to try and walk the line between being a mate and letting you keep this mystery, letting you put the mask on, but also giving fans what they want. So, I'm going to ask a broad question. There is something that will be coming out under the Skrillex moniker sooner rather than later.
For sure, sooner rather than later. I'd say sooner.
Yeah. tuned into a feature interview with forthcoming Reading and Leeds 10 headliner, Skrillex. We got Skrillex on the phone right now from home. He's just at home. He's just lounging. What happened to him? He used to work so hard, and now none of that.
Whatever, man. I work hard still, bro.
Let's talk about Dog Blood for a second, because you've been hanging out with Alex and making that music, and I know that's been a really, really fun thing for you to do, too.
Yeah, it was, like, a really cool way to, like I said, like, experiment on some other stuff, and, you know, we did a lot of shows this year. We did some touring and some festivals and built a really cool production, and we only have a few more shows this year, and then we don't really have anything planned anymore in 2014. So it was just like, you know, I was still doing some Skrillex festivals in like Asia, but then it was mostly just Dogwood festivals and then working on, you know, my own stuff and finishing some other movie stuff as well. So it's just been like three different like things, like tag teaming between like the Skrillex stuff, the Dogwood stuff, and then the other stuff that doesn't really have a name. And then, yeah, there's this, also this thing with Diplo that we're doing as well, which is just like,
yeah, what's
like
the
projects going along right
what's
now?
The, what's that called again? What's that called again? Like Jack Your Ass or something? What's it called?
Yeah, like Jack You in the Ass or something like that. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what it's called. But it was just kind of like we made a couple songs together and then we wanted to just, it's not like that big of a deal. We just wanted to give a different name. So when we play together, when we do back to back sets, and
when you do back to back what?
Back to back DJ sets.
Oh, sets. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
What do you think? You said back to back. Something else, something gnarly. Stack to back sex.
You know, we just wanted
that goes on your mind.
We just wanted a name for when we do back to back sex. We just wanted to
We just needed a name to call each other when it gets crazy.
It's too funny. Sorry, just Let's talk about the movie stuff, bro, as well, because I know you had a really successful, you know, launch into that. I love Wreck-It Ralph, man. My kids are obsessed with that movie. So, I mean, what are the soundtracks you've been doing, and how have you enjoyed that experience?
I love it, man. I love doing movies. It's a total different way to, like, my mind works, like, when I'm making stuff, because you already have, like, pre-existing guidelines. So stuff kind of comes out a lot freer sometimes than making other stuff, which might feel like it has a little bit more pressure sometimes, because you have a team to work with, and you have, like, feedback that's, because it's one thing to, like, seek feedback, and sometimes it's not the right feedback. But when you have someone that's in control of the whole project giving the feedback, it's really nice.
Yeah, I can imagine as well, being, you know, working so much on your own and Skrillex being kind of you've got friends around you, but being kind of a one-man creative operation. I mean, you've really opened up those channels for collaboration, which I think is great.
Yeah, it's good to collaborate, because Skrillex is, like, my brainchild, like, 100%. Everything we do, and when you kind of go off and turn that side of it off and then do some other things, it helps going back in your own head, because you've kind of been able to experiment. You might not have been able to as freely, you know, as Skrillex or whatever. I'm talking to myself in third person as Skrillex.
And that's why. And that's why I dropped a klaxon on you, because I just wanted you. I wanted you to recognize that. Tonight's interview is with forthcoming Reading and Leeds 10 headliner, Skrillex.
That's kick ass.
The new generation's music will be, it'll have a synthesis of those two elements and some third thing that'll be entire. Maybe it'll be, it might rely heavily on electronics, you know, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
Last spoke, I think, you know, I was kind of putting a bit of pressure on you to, like, you know, as a fan, saying, like, would you ever consider making an album, or is it EPs only from this point forward? I mean, has your attitude changed towards that?
It's hard to say. I put like a deadline on me, and it's going to come out at a certain time anyway, and I have a lot of music. I have a lot of music right now. I have, like, more songs than an album, but I don't know. It's like something, it just really depends, you know. It depends on how I feel at the very last moment. That's how everything always works. Mm. It's like, how I'm going to put it, you know, will it be two releases or will it be like one release? I don't know. So if it feels like an album, it's an album. If it doesn't, then it's going to be a 10-minute mega song. I don't know.
It's going to be a 15-minute mini mega album EP.
It's going to be a 15-second country ballet.
It's already been done, bro. And then they stretched out to 4 minutes. It's number one around the world right now, but we won't talk about that.
It's next level.
It's next hype. Safe travels. Make sure you get someone to feed the cat and take care of all the house stuff because you're grown up now.
And I'll be coming your ways this weekend. Can't wait, Jane.
All right.
Jane. I just called you Jane.
Now people are going to think that we don't know each other. That's embarrassing for me. Relationships are my currency. I need you to rectify that. I need you to say my name with power and force right now so we can assert it in.
Zane Lowe.
I'm going to put that on my mobile phone for when I have back-to-back sex. Sets.
Back-to-back sex with Zane Lowe here on BBC Radio 1.
All right, bro. Good talking with you, kid. I'll see you in a few days. Safe travel. Say hi to Roadhog and Tim, all your boys, huh?
I will, man. Peace, Zane.
Peace. See you soon. As you know, he's not a big fan of talking about music. He prefers to make it, put it out. But we got as much out of him as we could. He's in good form, as he said, new music sooner rather than later. I guess you're going to be hearing that. He's a big fan of road testing new material, doing shows, and he's back out. with the Skrillex banner above them. Big production, big records on a big stage. The Radio 1 Enemy tent this weekend at R&L is going to get hit hard by Skrillex. Scary Monsters, Nice Sprites take us through to a short break. What's up?
Football end to end across the BBC. Oh, brilliant!